Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle flying solo on today's show. Dan Rubin has the next couple days off. I'm filling in for Dan and the guys today. A lot to get into. It's, of course, NFL draft day. First round of the NFL draft tonight begins at 8 p.m. The pregame shows will begin much earlier than that, but the actual draft will begin just past 8 p.m. Can't wait for that. But a lot of Ohio State football stuff to get into. I want to talk a lot about the linebackers on today's show. You know, now that we have a better look of what this linebacking core is going to look like under James Laurinaitis, how do we feel about it entering the 2024 season? We're going to break down the linebackers. We're going to look at, I love this, the Tat Five. They're even referring to themselves as the Tattoo Five. Came together and put out a statement saying they want the 2010 season restored. And good for them. And this is obviously on the heels of Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back, which I'm in favor of that too. So Reggie getting his Heisman back, I mean, it makes sense. They want they just want what happened in 2010 to be restored. Buckeyes, to remind you guys, that was a hell of a good team. Tressel's final team, 12-1, Big Ten champs, Sugar Bowl champs. They want their stats back. They piled up some good stats that year too. Obviously, you got 12-1. So we'll see if that happens. If I had to bet, we'll get into that more. I don't want to do the whole show right now. I'll talk a little NFL draft. And I also wanted to get into transfer portal offensive tackles. Everybody, including myself, you know, we just throw stuff out there like they got to get it, you know, just for depth and to push Josh Fryer and whatever else, maybe find a starter. They got to get an offensive tackle in the portal. We've all been saying that. It's not as easy as we think. Not that we thought it was easy. It's a lot harder because it's slim pickings in the portal. So I'm going to get to that as far as offensive tackles. And really, players in the portal period right now, it's slim pickings. And the window closes after Tuesday, April 30th. After that, the window closes. So we're going to get into all that. Before we do that, I want to let you guys know about Omaha Steaks and this awesome deal they have going on with this burger package they have. The Burger Perfection Flight is what they call it. It's fantastic. Nothing says summer like the taste of a juicy, tender burger grilled to perfection. And nobody does burger perfection quite like Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can taste burger perfection for yourself with the Burger Perfection Flight. This exclusive package includes 20 of their mouth-watering steak burgers. Check this out. So for each of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. Awesome. Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. And right now you can experience the Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. $4 a burger for these gourmet burgers. That's fantastic. Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99 when you shop omahasteaks.com. That's 20 mouth-watering pure ground burgers for just $79.99. omahasteaks.com. Highly recommend that. Filet mignon burgers. Let's go. All right. Let's get into it. Okay, the linebackers. So we look, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think we all thought Sonny Styles was going to, definitely be a starter. And when he moved to linebacker, but C.J. Hicks had a really good spring. He leaves spring as the starting will. And I think he's going to hold on to that job, but I think Sonny's going to play a lot. And Sonny, they're going to, just like they did last year, Sonny's going to have kind of his own role at times, you know, the Sonny Styles role, which no one else would really play, that jack of all trades. So, he played close to the line of scrimmage last year. He basically was a linebacker last year anyway. So Sonny's going to play a lot. But C.J. Hicks, I thought that was one of the stories of spring. You know, you know, we're all guilty of it. You know, a guy comes in with five-star accolades. Dog's going to bite. He's going to bite as a pup. You know, it sounds good. It's not always true for everybody, though. And, you know, especially a linebacker, it's kind of got to grow into his body. He was more of a rover back safety in high school, kind of a smaller school, Kettering Alter, as far as football. So now, and you're kind of wondering after the comes in, doesn't, you know, okay, his freshman doesn't play that much. Okay, sophomore, okay, he's going to play a lot as a sophomore, right? No, didn't play very much as a sophomore. Oh, was he overrated? It's got to be patient sometime with these guys. And now in his third year, it seems like he's coming of age. So I'm not saying he's going to have a superstar year, although I would love that, but I think he's going to have a very solid and perhaps better than that year as a first-year start. So very excited about C.J. Hicks and that playmaking ability he brings. Reminds me of Jerome Baker, you know, a lot of Jerome Baker. So, you know, until Bill Davis got there and Jerome Baker then regressed. So, but I digress myself. But I don't anyway, you know, we don't need to get back into Bill Davis and bring back bad memories. But, yeah, I like this linebacking core. Another guy, obviously Cody Simon is, you know, the rock there, the guy, the veteran, even though this is going to be his first time as a full-year starter. But, you know, James Laurinaitis loves him, fifth-year starter. He's that Mike linebacker. And that's great with some of these young guys. And even if they're not that young, inexperienced guys at linebacker, to have that veteran in the room. And a guy I really like that we're probably not talking about enough is Gabe Powers. I like Gabe Powers. He's another guy, you know, he came in a couple years ago. He's kind of skinny for a linebacker, you know, not skinny for like a regular person, but for an Ohio State linebacker. I love that he wears the number 36 for an Ohio State linebacker. The lineage there is through the roof. And he's a guy that came in. He's about 214 pounds, I think. I'll have to check with Gabe, make sure that's accurate. I think he was about 214 when he came in. And he's a tall kid at 6'4". That's why some people were wondering, might he move to defensive end? And then I thought he filled out a lot going into like last spring, 2023, so going into his redshirt freshman year. And now he's really filled out. And he looks fast. There's a reason he was a highly rated kid coming out of Marysville. And, you know, we're seeing that with Gabe Powers. So I think – and he's a backup right now. So back up to Cody Simon and can play well. He can play both spots. So I'm really excited about Gabe Powers. I think he's a guy that at the very least is going to have quality depth and is going to rotate in, and then will be a starter next year at the very least. You never know what's going to happen this year with injuries. Maybe a guy doesn't perform well. I'm not ruling out that Gabe could end up being a starter this year. But I have no doubt by next year he's going to be a starter and a good one. I like what I'm every year you see Gabe Powers just take noticeable steps. So if he keeps that trajectory, we're going to be talking a lot about Gabe Powers. So another guy I think is very talented is Arvell Reese. Is he probably more of a rotational piece this year at linebacker? I don't think he's going to play a ton on defense. But again, depth can disappear fast in football, as we all know. All of a sudden, injuries can pile up, and Arvell Reese could be a starter out there. You never know. I thought he definitely, as a true freshman coming in from Glenville, it didn't look too big for him, did it? So I like Arvell Reese. He's another guy I'm high on his future. And I think he's going to help a ton on special teams this year. And if needed, he'll be ready at linebacker. I love that James Laurinaitis is coaching these guys. Doesn't that just give you kind of a sense of just, I don't know, comfort? You just know James Laurinaitis, and you already can see it. He's already getting the best. Like C.J. Hicks, now maybe it wouldn't have mattered with C.J. Hicks who the linebacker coach was. He was going to come of age right now anyway. I don't know, man. To me, that's too much of a coincidence. James Laurinaitis comes here, and boom, now C.J. Hicks looks like what we thought he was going to look like. So I love that James Laurinaitis is coaching up these guys. And a couple of true freshmen that I don't think are going to play this year but are on the roster, Peyton Pierce, who was hurt during spring, foot injury, his foot was in a boot. I love that get. I think that kid's going to be a tackling machine one day. Again, be patient. And then Cade Stover's cousin, Garrett Stover, who comes in about 6'1", 220. Kid that played strong safety in high school. Imagine seeing Garrett Stover back there. You're playing high school ball, and there's this big, I mean, just like what Cade Stover played, some safety and running back and quarterback in high school. I love that. He's not the big walnuts that small of a school. It's not nearly as small as a school that Cade went to, but still, man, you're out there, you're playing like D2 high school football, and you got a safety back there that looks like an NFL safety. That's the size of an NFL safety. He's back there playing high school football, playing strong safety at now he probably wasn't 220, Garrett Stover, but I bet he was like 210 last year playing safety. Not what you want to see if you're a high school football player, maybe about a 170 pounds soaking wet. You got to deal with that to get in the open field. All right, so I like this linebacking core. I like the coach. I like the five linebackers that I talked about that are going to be in the mix this year. And I love that C.J. Hicks has that helium. Gabe Powers again, both those guys that come in, those third-year guys. I mean, Sonny's a third-year guy too, but, you know, for, I mean, it, he didn't come in as a linebacker, but, you know, those Ohio guys that came in that 2022 class, highly rated, C.J. Hicks and Gabe Powers, we're seeing them come of age, and I love that. All right, where do we want to go next? Let's go Tat 5 next. I like this. I like that they're doing this. They saw, and they've been, I'm sure, just waiting for this anyway. It's ridiculous when you look back on the Tat 5. It's funny. I saw Devere Posey. Before I even saw that this was on Twitter, I saw Devere last night. So I do a show here in Columbus, a radio show, and I was down at the studio. Devere was filling in on the Buckeye show. It's the show before our show. Our show is called On the Money, my guy Scotty Vegas. And I saw Devere when, you know, Devere was leaving. He had a son there, said hi to each other, shook his hand. I love seeing Devere. And I've told him before, I think it's ridiculous that they got screwed. So, but I didn't even know that at the time that they had put this statement out there. If you guys haven't seen it, I mean, it's a quick, I mean, it's not like two words. It's like a paragraph. It's well-written and straight to the point. They all signed it. You know, when you're talking about the Tat 5, you're talking about Terrell Pryor. You're talking about Devere Posey. You're talking about Mike Adams. You're talking about Boom Heron. You're talking about Solomon Thomas. And they put those guys out there and had that stupid press conference. Like they were criminals or something. That, it was embarrassing. And yeah, we had to cover it and everything. It was our job, but it was embarrassing. But anyway, I like that these guys, what these guys are doing. And it makes sense. If Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back, which he is, which he did, Archie Griffin's right there looking like – Archie Griffin still looks great. I love – there's not a better ambassador for any university than Archie Griffin. I love him. He's there in the picture right with Reggie, with his arm around Reggie. So good for – I've always liked Reggie Bush. But, you know – so if that makes sense, then give them the 2010 season back. Okay, it was a great season. So they want their wins back. They want their stats back. Give it to them. That was a hell of a good team. 12-1, Big Ten champs, Sugar Bowl champs. That was Tressel's last game. We didn't even know it down there at the Sugar Bowl when they beat Arkansas. That was Tressel's last game as Ohio State's head coach. Now, we've talked about this before. You could say, I mean, without Tatgate, Urban Meyer doesn't come here. So I don't know how you, but that has nothing to do with these kids should get their kids. Now they're grown men. Devere's there with his son last night. Okay. His son's shooting baskets. It wasn't like he's like in a cradle. Like, like Devere's got a son that looks like he could play, you know, school hoops right now. But, my point is these are not kids anymore. They're grown men, but they were kids then. And it's ridiculous that they were subjected to that, acted like they were criminals for, you know, selling their own stuff. Stupid. And it hurt their NFL careers. I mean, Boom ended up having a pretty, I mean, probably a better career than people thought. He stuck in the NFL for like 5 years, played for the Bengals, played for the Colts. Devere had a good career in Canada, but, and it was a third round pick. So Devere was a third round pick by the Texans. So that's good. It's hard to be a third round pick. And if he didn't have knee issues, he would have played football for a long time. But still, Mike Adams was a second round pick. Still, man. I mean, Terrell was, TP was that we had to go to the supplemental draft. Raiders took him. Initially, he was a quarterback. Then, of course, he moved to wide receiver. But he was like a fourth-round supplemental pick draft. So it hurt those guys, in my opinion, hurt their NFL careers too. But that's – they're not trying to get – there's nothing you can really do about that. It's not the NFL's fault that they got screwed in college. But college can do right here. College can do right – now, the Heisman Committee is not the same thing as – you know, the Downtown Athletic Club of New York is not the same thing as the NCAA. So it's not like, oh, well, Reggie gets his Heisman back, Tatgate gets the 2010 season back. It's not that easy, and I get that. I understand that, but I'm glad they're trying. I'm glad they're trying. All right. Give me just a second. Excuse me. All right, I want to get into this now. Switch gears, talk portal. Right, we all want an offensive tackle in the portal. Here's the problem. Slim Pickens, okay? The highest-ranked tackle in the transfer portal right now is Andrew Shambly. Andrew Shambly from Arkansas, okay? 6'6", 304 pounds. Tall guy, but, you know, not that hulking. You know, 6'6", 304, okay? Left tackle is what he's played. He was a redshirt freshman last year at Arkansas. He's only started 8 games at the collegiate level. Now, those 8 starts garnered him all SEC freshman team. So he wasn't like all SEC, but he was all SEC freshman. He made the all freshman team for the SEC. Pretty good as a redshirt freshman. Only 8 starts. Coming out of high school, he's from Arkansas and then went to Arkansas. I'm not exactly sure why he's leaving after 2 years. Maybe to get more money and go to a better place like Ohio State. But I don't know. Here's the thing, guys. So coming out of high school, pretty, you know, good prospect. 24/7 Sports had him ranked as a 4-star. He was the number 18 offensive tackle in the country and the number 204 overall player in the country in the 2022 class. All right, 4-star, 18th best offensive tackle, right around 200th best overall. Solid recruit. Now, 24/7 Sports in the portal has him ranked as the 455th best player in the portal. Now, this is from the end of last season. So guys that have already transferred, this includes them. So guys like Caleb Downs, it includes those guys. But still, you take everybody who's entered the portal since the end of the 2023 season. So since January, he's number 455, okay? He's also the number 22 offensive tackle that's entered the portal, and he's now a 3-star. He's considered a 3-star transfer portal. What's my point to all this? I don't think he's an upgrade to what they have. He's certainly not an upgrade to Josh Simmons, and he hasn't played right tackle, which is what Ohio State would need. And would he be an upgrade to Josh Fryer, who's every bit of 320, 6'5", 320, and has had a hell of an offseason, is now a fifth-year senior? Who are you going to want? Josh Fryer over there or Andrew Shambly at 6'6", 304, who hasn't played right tackle? You say, well, you can move Josh Simmons over to right tackle and play Shambly over at left tackle. You could. But what combination is better for Ohio State? I would still say Simmons and Fryer. So this is the thing. It's like we say we got to get a offensive tackle in the portal. Well, you got to find somebody who's better than what you got. I don't know if this kid's even better than Tegra. What if Tegra was, you know, at Arkansas last year? If he started 8 games as a redshirt freshman, could he have been all SEC? I don't know. He didn't get the opportunity. Now, it sounds like this kid probably is ahead of Tegra. You know, he did start 8 games at Arkansas and was all SEC freshman. Now, Arkansas is not on Ohio State's level. Just ask the Tat guys, right, in the Sugar Bowl. Just ask the Tat 5 about Arkansas. No, but seriously, I don't think he's an upgrade. And then he's the best one. So if you got to scroll way down to find other guys, and it's like, that guy's definitely not an upgrade to Josh Fryer. That guy's not an upgrade to Tegra. You know, so we'll see what happens. I still – and maybe it closes after Tuesday. So maybe there'll be a name that enters that we're not expecting. And a lot of times this stuff's handled through back channels anywhere where a kid – before he even enters the portal, knows where he's going, and this stuff is taken care of through back channels, as I'm sure all of you guys know. So the door's not closed yet, but it's starting to close. You know, we're less than a week away now, and we had heard initially that there was going to be chaos, and, you know, great source, you know, Josh Pate was here, and there was going to be chaos, and he was hearing that from, you know, people who definitely believed that, and maybe, I don't know what exactly happened, maybe the NILs at various schools are taking care of their kids, and kids are... It's not the grass is greener on the other side that we all expected. We'll see. I'm still shocked Ohio State's barely lost anybody. I mean, nothing against Cedric Hawkins. I hope he does great. I believe he's going to Central Florida, coming back to his home state. Always seemed like a nice kid. I completely forgot he was on the team, and I cover the team. I forgot he was on the team because we've been talking so much about safeties, you know. Even with Lathan sitting out, it was Jaden Bonsu running with the ones next to Caleb Downs. You know, then you had McLean, another kid from Jersey, who had a good spring, a true freshman. You know, and we're talking about all these safeties. I completely forgot about Cedric Hawkins. So he's transferred. We know Dallin has transferred. He's going to Colorado. I'll be rooting. Now, I hope Dallin doesn't get killed because I don't know if Deion knows how to put together an offensive line. But Deion's son's a legit good quarterback. He'll be a first-round pick. So that helps. You got a really, really good quarterback. And I do think their offensive line will be better than what it was last year, which might have been the worst in college football. Deion's out there getting his son killed. Beef that offensive lineup. They did bring in some offensive linemen. Hopefully they bring in a couple more. I'll be rooting for Dallin Hayden at Colorado. I've always liked Deion Sanders. I don't know about you guys. Going back to his Florida State days, his NFL days. He played baseball too, played for my Reds. Even though most people remember him playing for the Braves and taking helicopters back and forth from the Falcons to the Braves. I mean, what an athlete. I mean, it's hard. Hitting a baseball is like the hardest thing in sports. When you have these pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour and Deion just hops off a helicopter. Not that he was a great hitter, but I mean, he could more than hold his own. and of course was lightning on the base pass. So I've always liked him. I'm going to be rooting for Dallin Hayden for sure. But guys, it's not like, okay, just go to the portal and find somebody. No, it's tough. And the more we look back on it, they were good thing they got Josh Simmons last year, because now he's ready to roll. You know, I thought he played pretty well toward the end of the season last year. Not the Cotton Bowl, of course. Nobody played good on the offensive line in the Cotton Bowl. But I thought overall, after a shaky start, I thought Josh Simmons played well. Now, as a second-year starter at Ohio State, third-year starter at the collegiate level, including his 1 year at San Diego State, I think Josh Simmons is going to have a good year. Fryer, we'll see. I do love that he was only one of three guys on the entire team to get Iron Buckeye, along with Davis and Igbinosin and Sonny Styles. It's not as, you know, feathering Sonny's cap that he was an Iron Buckeye. So that says a lot about Sonny getting it done. So we'll see. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but the portal like closes after Tuesday. And I don't know, man. Right now, I would have to bet the Buckeyes might not get an offensive tackle in the portal, but I hope I'm wrong. All right. I'm going to let you guys know about Gooder sunglasses. You guys know I love Gooder sunglasses. There you go. Got to get some of my other ones down here. Keep showing you guys the same ones, but there you go. Why do I love Gooder sunglasses? They're 100% polarized. They're only $25. They're so affordable, I never have to worry about losing them or breaking them. They look great. They're always releasing new colors and designs so you can lay low or go wild. I love the names. Back Nine Blackout, Flamingos on a Booze Cruise, Donkey Goggles, Professor Double OG. You got their best-selling women's sunglasses, my wife and daughter's love, Amelia Earhart Ghosted Me. Amelia Earhart Ghosted Me. If you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Bucknuts Morning 5 listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/bucknuts. Use code Bucknuts for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's gooder.com/bucknuts. Use code Bucknuts for free shipping. I'm telling you, I love these guys. I'm going to buy more soon. Not just because my family is fighting over the Amelia Earhart glasses. Amelia Earhart Ghosted Me. Partially because of that, though. But I also want to get more for myself. There's one Dan Rubin was rocking the other day. I'm a little jealous. I didn't initially get those. So I'm going to have to get one of those, copy off Dan. I like the ones that I got. But Gooder. Free shipping, and I recommend you definitely get more than one. If you're going to get the free shipping, you know, they got a huge selection. Check it out. Get on their website. Check it out. Again, gooder.com/bucknuts. Use code Bucknuts. Free shipping. Boom. All right. Let's finish with this. Marvin, silly season. So again, I like Dan says, it's like you almost get offended when you hear this stuff. It's like you shouldn't get offended. It's just you should laugh at it. But I'm like Dan. My first reaction is to get pissed off when I hear things like, yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. is not really the best receiver in this draft. I'm like, okay, so after the season ended, everybody said Marvin was the best receiver in the draft, bar none, right? Did anybody have a dissenting opinion there? I didn't see one. Yeah, and Joel Klatt, to his credit, has stayed true. You had Joel Klatt saying, not only is he the best receiver in this draft, he's going to be the best receiver in the NFL in a few years. Okay? So then what happens? Marvin skips the underwear Olympics. And now they're, you know, it's like NFL guys have too much time on their hands after the season ends and then the draft. Too much time. It'd be better for them if they just did the draft right after the season. Because what happens? They start picking things apart, right? Well, here's the thing. The film has not changed. The film has not changed. They have not played a game since then. So if you thought if you either weren't doing your homework, or what's changed? You either weren't doing your homework because the film hasn't changed. Just pop on the film. Now, is Malik Nabers really good? Of course he is. He's really good. The fact that's even a discussion tells you this kid's good. Really good. The top three receivers in this draft are really good. And then everybody will tell you there's a big drop off to probably the number four guy, who is Brian Thomas. Top three guys, legit. Marvin's the best one. And this gets me every year, man. It's just, again, I think it's they have too much time on their hands. They just dissect every little thing. They overanalyze things. Overthink it, you know? It's like the old advice we get for standardized tests that I tell my oldest daughter, who's now taking these standardized tests. I don't even know if some colleges don't even like require them anymore. But anyway, go with your first instinct, right? Go with your first instinct. I mean, all these guys, all these guys that were quoted in the Athletic story the other day that said they'd take Neighbors over Harrison, I guarantee you after the season, if you asked them, they would have said they would have taken Harrison. But you give them 3 months to overanalyze everything, and they get to get wowed in the underwear Olympics by Neighbors while Harrison sits all that out. And I think they kind of hold it against him too, since this is what they do. Like they said, yeah, oh, well, a guy skips the combine shouldn't like offend these guys, right? It probably kind of does, because this is what they do. They analyze the underwear Olympics. So, and we're seeing that there's been each year, there's less and less emphasis on the combine each year. We're going to get to the point where guys just skip it completely and not go and not run, but just don't go at all. We're getting there. Trust me. We almost were there this year. I was kind of surprised Caleb Williams went, but he did. So the good news about all of this, we'll find out tonight. I remember sitting here last year saying the same thing about CJ Stroud. I'm like, this crap that he's going to fall outside the top 10, we'll find out. That's a great thing. It's the best reality show on TV is the NFL draft. Can't wait for it. Marv better be the first wide receiver off the board. Hey, if he's not, good luck to that general manager that takes a wide receiver over Marvin Harrison Jr., because that's always going to be on your resume. It's always going to be there. It's like when they show like all the receivers that went before Randy Moss. You can do the Tom Brady thing. That wasn't obvious. A lot of us were sitting there during that Randy Moss draft like, are you kidding me? You're taking this guy over Randy Moss? And then he kept falling, for the stupidest reasons, by the way. And then a Hall of Fame career later, all those GMs probably got fired pretty soon after that. So be careful. You take Malik Neighbors over Marvin Harrison, you better be right. But you're going to be wrong. All right, you guys are all right. I appreciate you guys. Big audience in here. Appreciate that very much. We talked a lot about the linebackers. We talked about the Tat 5. Go Tat 5. Get your 2010 season back. We talked transfer portal. Can the Buckeyes find an offensive tackle? Is there one that's even an upgrade? I don't think so. I don't see one in there that's an upgrade. That's for sure. And the NFL draft, Marvin. Let's go, Marv. Marvin will be there tonight in Detroit. So hopefully he'll be the first wide receiver off the draft. You know he's going to be decked out. So go, Marv. And this will be cool. This Ohio State will add to its lead. The most first-round picks ever come from Ohio State. They're going to add one more to their ledger tonight. And it'll be the third straight year a wide receiver from Ohio State's gone in the first round, including two years ago with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. Obviously, Jackson Smith and Jigba was the one last year. All right, thanks again, guys. Really appreciate you guys for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the draft. I'll be with you tomorrow with J-Book. Go Bucks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.